Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for all the calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, October 15th.
It's a glorious Tuesday, and thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Otis got a head start.
Oh, meet me at the rim, and don't be late, Greek Freak. This is my time.
Otis got a quick first step there. Might have got away with a little bit of a travel, but he went strong in the basket.
We didn't see that. We didn't see that, Mark. Yeah. All we saw was Giannis get dunked on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was Modest dunking on
Modest on Giannis,
the Greek Freak.
Yes, that was cool. Nice call, Stacey.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work as always.
Wouldn't be MJ if he played anywhere else but Chicago for his pro career. He would have been a great player anywhere else, but in Chicago, he became the Black Cat. He became MJ in Chicago, just off the strength of the culture that's in Chicago.
That is D. Rose saying that Michael Jordan may have been a champion, but he wouldn't have been Michael Jordan if it weren't for Jerry Krause and company.
I don't know if that's what he would say.
Oh, I thought that's what he meant.
I'm not sure
what
he
meant. The culture in Chicago.
I'm not quite sure what he meant, but it was a compliment to Chicago and to Michael Jordan, I think.
Maybe. And it's a Layla Tuesday. What? Who says Christmas doesn't come twice? And Marshall Harris is here. Wow! Everything's going our way.
Yep.
And they're with Dan Bernstein.
I'm not kidding.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Morning.
Welcome. Get used to this. How about it? It's kind of a soft launch. I think that if you're just waking up and saying, well, what is Layla Rahimi doing on the Bernstein and Harris show on a Tuesday? This is the new thing. Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Really?
Wow. I talked about it to Mitch a few weeks ago.
I know, but you talk about it.
We had a lunch.
I know you did. And there are some people who were waking up and saying, wait, what? What is this? What? Yeah. Yeah, so enjoy.
So Christmas does come
twice
a week.
There's your little
three gift. Times if you count your Olin segment.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. That's great.
High praise. Deserved.
Yes.
Can I interrupt things for a second? I forgot to do this.
Yeah, please.
We have to let the sixth caller to the Scores contest line at 312-540-0670 win a pair of four-day general admission passes to the Windy City Smokeout. Layla made me think of the Windy City Smokeout. You're a big fan, right?
I do go every
year.
There. Yeah.
So 312-540-0670. Sixth caller to the Scores contest line.
I already tried to win some other tickets earlier, and I was very mad that I didn't win, and now I've forgotten what those tickets
Jelly
were.
I tried to win the Oasis tickets because I really want to go see Oasis. Then I realized, they'll be broken up by then.
You think?
Well, next August.
This is a very hot button topic.
You think it's going to be like Jane's Addiction? You saw it happen with Jane's Addiction, right?
Oh, I did, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be quite that bad.
Well, I don't know. That guy gave him a dirty look. And he gave him Bob's uncle.
Well, he wouldn't stop talking, and then the guitarist is making noises to make him stop talking. Yeah, and then he goes.
Barry Farrell took a swing at,
Dave Navarro.
Dave Navarro.
That guitarist is one of the best in the game.
Yeah, but he has that look.
So you think Noel and Liam are going to be at each other's throats
on
stage?
Those guys haven't spoken in years, and now they're doing a money grab. I don't think it's going to work.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't know.
So this is a Hall & Oates situation is what you're saying.
Hall
&
Oates.
I didn't know that. I thought
they were on terms.
Well, they're on making money terms, but they're not on friendly terms at all.
Well, didn't know that.
One guy in the band had all the talent. That's kind of close to like a George Michael, Andrew Ridgely ratio
there.
That's
a pull,
right?
Yeah, wow. That is a pull.
That's a pull.
Yeah.
Wham!
Yeah, right?
That's wow.
Onomatopoetic.
Andrew Ridgeley. I haven't heard that name in many years.
Do you remember
years.
When he tried to put out a solo
he
album?
He put out an album. Son of somebody or other, right? Son of a gun. I don't know what it was.
Son of somebody or other.
Son of, yeah.
Yeah, he, well, he good memory.
His dad's name, son of.
Good memory.
Yeah, I don't know.
God.
Son of somebody.
Son of
might be the best upcoming album yeah. I've heard in a long time.
Just a careless whisper.
Ooh, I like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was it everything she wants?
We could go on all day.
We
did
could.
Did anybody watch the Bulls last night?
Yes.
We just talked about this. In our little bit.
But they shot 54 threes, Dan. You're always happy about shooting threes.
How many did they make?
17.
Yeah, exactly. If they lead the league in missed threes, it's actually a good sign.
I don't know.
But not if the percentage is in the 20s.
I don't care.
Sanogo rebounded about 10 of them.
You got to start by trying.
A lot of offensive rebounds for that.
Okay. Just play with pace.
I couldn't stop watching Bills Jets. I was fixated.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I watched a little of everything, and I got stuck on the Bulls for way too long.
I like watching Josh Allen. I was worried last night that he should not have been playing based on the pre-game rhetoric surrounding his concussion, yeah. Although he looked like Josh Allen and throwing across his body the way he does, buying himself time with scrambles. He's an exciting player to watch. And he's
a better MVP candidate than the former MVP.
Yeah. And last night, Aaron Rodgers.
No gooda.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, if you say Aaron Rodgers is the blank best quarterback in the NFL, you're going to go a while before you get to
You're going
to
go a while.
That's right.
Still chucked a nice Hail Mary. I mean, at one point the game was,
that was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They showed the three previous or four previous Hail Marys, and then all of a sudden, on cue, Lazard comes down with the ball. It looked like it wasn't a catch, then he made a terrific catch.
I mean, that's the thing about him. As much as we like to see the decline, or maybe I just do because he's, who he is here. But to me, that's still something to enjoy, just the well-executed Hail Mary. You're down by 10 before the half, and you get it done. Like, we've seen a lot of halftime aggression turn into positive results at the end of games recently. I'm talking to you, Bears.
No doubt. The play of the game, to me, though, it underscores just how important tackling is. It's a great tape and play to show defense for defensive coaches, to show secondary play. Taylor Rapp made a play on the Breece Hall breakaway that he couldn't make one guy miss because that was such a sure tackle. That changed the game. That won the game because that made a touchdown into a field goal, and it changed how everything else went the rest of the way.
Doesn't that guy, he's got short career written all over him, too.
The way he plays,
yeah,
he's got a lot of brisker in him.
Pinball. I know, but he doesn't have briskers. He doesn't have that frame.
Did you hear Bill Belichick at all on when that was on?
When he was bad-mouthing the Jets?
When he said that Parcells always said, when a guy can't tackle, he can't play on your defense. And he said, you can talk all day about cover corners, but when a guy can't tackle, that's a really big problem. And there were some missed tackles in that game, and we've seen plenty of them this season. Yeah,
that's why Jalen Johnson, and I will never stop leading the Jalen Johnson Appreciation Society. For a guy who is an absolute lockdown cover corner and understands both man and zone equally well, he is never unwilling to come up and make a tackle at full speed.
I think because partly before he was this great elite cover corner, he had to make tackles to be on the field, or to be that part of his game was never neglected. He learned early the importance of tackling, so he wasn't one of these guys that could always just get by with speed.
Bears are a good tackling team.
They are.
They show it every single play. Yeah. That was something they wanted to improve on, and it happened almost instantly.
It's almost like they were well coached.
Ooh.
Well, I think they are well. They're certainly well coordinated. They certainly have been fun and well positionally coached too.
Yes.
Like the Bears' defensive fundamentals and the way we know, especially from the Eberflus piece that Kevin Fishbane did, talking about how to point your body in the right way, how to align your feet, how to sink your hips, how to keep your pad level. And he teaches wrapping up in the hamstrings. Like the granular stuff matters as much at the NFL level as anywhere else.
No doubt.
Especially since you no longer practice.
Right. Tackling. Right. No, that you're right.
I know I am.
We all agree with you.
Have I been wrong? Don't answer that.
Okay,
what,
fine.
What have ye today?
Well, on this Layla Rahimi Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday.
Patrick Manley at 11, TJ Edwards at noon. We've got a bunch of other NFL/Bears topics and all kinds of things to cover, and we will.
Have a great show. Okay.